Then, verse 26, my son, give me thy heart, and let thine eyes delight in my ways. I know somebody's going to say, now, Dr. McGee, I've heard you say that God doesn't want your old, dirty, and filthy heart. I still say that, but it says, you're my son, give me thy heart. He's not talking to the unsaved man. He's talking to his son, talking to one who's been born again, got a new nature. Now he says to the boy, now I want you to come to me, and I want you to yield yourself to me. If you love me, he says, keep my commandments. Now if you're in love with him, now he says, give me your heart. If you're not, why, forget it. I think that would be his word. If you've been redeemed by the blood of Christ, and now if you have been, you can say, take my poor heart and let it be forever closed to all but thee. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure store. Now, then in verse 27 and 28, for a harlot is a deep ditch and a strange woman is a narrow pit. Now, if there's anyone that thought that I was wrong about saying the stranger was a harlot, then here we have the two made synonymous, and that would answer that question. She also lieth in wait as for a prey, and increaseth the transgressors among men. And there are two men that are evidence of that. Judah, back in the book of Genesis. Man, that's a sorry chapter that tells his story when he went into a harlot. And then Samson, you remember. If he could be here today, he said, I tell you, I found out that a harlot can give a pretty good haircut. And that's what happened to him. Now, verse 29, who hath woe? Who hath sorrow? Who hath contentions? Who hath anxiety? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes? They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Now, again, we have this warning against this matter of wine. And now we've had the word against wine, women, but there's no song. Because at the last it biteth like a serpent. It stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thy heart shall utter perverse things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the heart of the sea, or as one that lieth upon the top of a mast. May I say that this is a warning against wine women, and there'll be no song. What a tremendous proverb.